All right, so we're gonna start this podcast with one first question. Do you think you're a cool dad, or you think you will be a cool dad or mom? So here's this podcast. It's actually intend to talk to parents like me. When I was younger, I really thought that I was gonna be a really, really cool dad because, you know, I was born in the area of internet, and I was born thinking that when my kids grow up, I'm gonna have all the answers, I was gonna be so cool, and they're gonna love me. Well, was I wrong? So here today, I have my son Asher with me, and we're gonna be talking about a little bit of like how times change. And one of the reasons why we wanna make this podcast, it was just because to show a little bit of how much really times change and how much really parenting change all the time. Like I said in the beginning, when I was younger, I really thought, you know, I was gonna be the coolest dad in the world because I know everything about the internet and the gaming and everything. And happens to know that my kids know more about all that today than I ever will. And it's funny because I remember telling my parents, you know, that I was going to, I was gonna learn from their mistakes, but I was gonna make my own mistakes. And you know, I'm pretty sure both of my sons are gonna make their mistakes when they grow up. They're gonna learn from mine and they make their own. So the reason why we brought Asher today into this podcast was just to show you, like I said, I thought I knew a lot about memes. I thought I knew a lot about, you know, the videos, Vines, and all kinds of cool stuff. It happened to be that I really didn't know, and it's been a fun, it's been a really, really fun life experience going with him and learning all that kind of stuff. So, and I want Asher to give you a little bit more. Of what's going on, and I'm gonna ask him questions as well, and we're gonna be talking a little bit, and hopefully you're gonna have fun listening to this podcast on your way to see your kids or on your way to work. So my first question, Asher, do you think I'm cool?
Of course you're cool. I mean, like, that's just how it goes. Like, I mean, your parent always is the coolest person and your biggest role model in your life. So it's like, how can they not be cool?
Okay. But when it comes to like your world, like, you know, the dances for Fortnite and the memes.
It can be really funny when you kinda like, you try really, really hard to be the coolest dad ever, and it's just like, oh my goodness, it can be funny. And it can also like make you feel like, oh my gosh, really.
do you think? And it's funny because this is the funny part. When I was watching something, like for example, I was watching certain things when I was your age, and I thought it was the coolest thing. And then I'm playing it for you. You're like, really?
Like that was like cool.
And I was like, no, wait, it's gonna get cooler. And it really doesn't. I guess it was just
I'm like watching it and you just keep on looking back at me. I'm like, yeah.
Like, yeah, something is kind of cool. But this is a great example of, you know, sometimes it changes, everything changes. And I think the reason why we want to do this series is to understand a little bit the relationship between dad, mom, and kids and children. And it's confusing sometimes as a parent, as a dad. It is confusing for me because I try to keep up with the coolest things, the newest memes, coolest vines.
You can't always keep up with everything. Like, everything comes in a day and leaves in two. Like,
And see, I guess because the internet, it just have changed a lot. And, you know, something that Asher and I would discuss was that the fact that that the internet changes so fast that he's right. You know, in my time, something will stay trending for even for a year.
Yeah, like people thought, like maybe like doing the, I forgot, what's the name again?
The dab?
Yeah, like that. Like people thought, oh my gosh, this is gonna, like, it's never gonna get better. This is the peak of memes, and it really went downhill from there.
Yeah, so let me ask you, have you ever heard about the word or the website MySpace?
What about Cool Games or Cool Math? Cool Math.
Yeah.
Like that's an old, it's a little bit of an older game or website, but it was the best thing ever, and people love making memes with Cool Math.
Well, see, and back in the day, MySpace, it was like the Facebook, and you don't even have Facebook anymore. No. You know, you do Instagram because Instagram is, it's probably what you see.
Like that's how I get through it and stuff. That's how I know what's good.
Right.
And I was doing that, I was going, okay.
The okay meme. I mean, that's
well,
another.
That's not a like new meme. I just do it because I did it like a few times and I just got stuck with it. So now it's noise.
But going back to explaining, you know, with the technology today, with the internet today, it's a little bit different because, like you said, you know, you see the dab and you say, well, the dab is gonna last, you know, for oop, it's gonna be the best meme of the year, and then you find out there is different things coming on and on and on. Back in my day, like I said, something might got stuck for a year or two, and you know, people will laugh about it, and for years we'll make fun of it. And today, you know, it's
like shooting stars. That song.
See, I mean, I didn't know what it was called, but the other thing is, and I think this is very, very important to mention, I'm not born and raised in the United States, which makes a lot of difference. I was born and raised in South Mexico, specifically in the peninsula of Yucatan, close to Cancun, and technology was definitely different, not necessarily something completely strange for us, but
like
it was
the
it
culture
was,
like yes. How people felt about different things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in the United States, you guys being the pioneer, the United States being the pioneer of a lot of things in the world today, it really helped to have those things available.
Yeah.
You know, talking to your mom, sometimes she will listen to things that I will say, and she's like, how do you know that? You know, and I say, well, I saw it on TV, and she would explain to me where that came from. Maybe, do you hear your mom sometimes saying, oh, yada, yada, yada?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what it's from?
No, I really don't, but I mean,
I think it's from Seinfeld, so.
Oh, probably. I love that show. That show's good.
Well, and just a great example, you know, stuff like that is still throughout time, is still relatable, you know.
Yeah.
Things like that, they're still phrases. But and I think that's what we're doing this podcast today. I think it's important to keep the essence of what really makes a dad cool, a mom cool, you know, when times change so much. I'm pretty sure your mom's mom didn't thought that yada 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 was really funny, you know, and
because she kind of just grew up with that. That's kind of like her thing.
Right. And see, for me, I think it's just the learning process. Now, don't get me wrong, you still can teach new things to your children. I mean, Asher is 11, and still, you know, there's things that he comes to me, and, you know, I feel kind of cool when I have to teach him how to do some.
Yeah, that makes you feel like ultimate power is mine. Ultimate power! I have the power!
Exactly, because you know, eventually, bottom line, I'm still your dad, you know. Bottom yeah, line, I still can, you know, can take away your
my PS4, a phone,
yes,
the TV. You can take a lot of things away from me.
All right, well, let me ask you some questions, Asher. Where do you get your inspiration? For example, when you see or you start saying something, I heard you saying one time, yeet.
Oh, yeet. Yeah.
What is that? What does that come from?
It was a meme Mm-hmm. And so there was this girl, she handed another one a beer, and she's like, man, this thing empty. And she threw it into a crowd of people, and it hit someone in the head. She said, yeet! And it hit someone in the head, and I'm like, hey! I was laughing so much.
Where did you saw this meme?
It was either YouTube or Instagram.
So where do you get, where do you spend most of your time looking at these memes? And?
It's usually Instagram on the search area thing.
Okay. And I know you have a Instagram page, and I know you're trying to boost it a little bit and work on your material. Why do you enjoy that?
Because it's hard to explain, but it's like nice to get someone to look at, like if they're just like ultimately bored. It's just like, here, look at this. Is this nice? And then they'll just look at it and I'm like, cool.
Okay, question on YouTube, because I know from when I was growing up, YouTube was the place to go to find, you know.
I mean, it really still is, because like if you go into the comment section of a certain type of video, like all these people can relate to each other, and it can be sometimes kind of funny, like when you comment something, someone else replies to you, and sometimes with Instagram, it's fun because you get to have this little conversation. And you don't even know who they are, but you can relate to them, and it can be really funny.
And see, do you want to hear something funny? Sometimes you come at me and like, Dad, look at this, it's so funny, and I'm like, that's not funny.
What is wrong with you, kid?
Yeah. So and I mentioned that because, you know, same thing, vice versa. Sometimes I will be like, hey, son, look at this,
and I'm like, this isn't funny. You're an old man.
One of the things that they have mentioned before is like, that was so last month meme.
Or like that was, as I like to state it, cringy. Like it just makes me, like it. I hate it because of the way it is. I just don't like it.
Well, and see sometimes, and again, it's just, you know, I'm busy with work all the time. I'm traveling all the time, and you know, I'm trying to get to my next, you know, situation with work, and it's hard for me sometimes to keep up like you are with the memes, with the kind of stuff. But nowadays, you know, I try to stay more updated, trying to stay more engaged with what's going on. Now, that being said, you know, again, being a parent, it's hard work because, you know, we have work responsibilities, we have all kinds of life responsibilities, but our children, you know, what makes you connected with your children sometimes? And I feel like, personally, I feel like memes, videos, and movies, and that kind of stuff, and be able to talk to you about like, hey, do you watch this meme? And you're like, hey, yeah. And,
it's like, yeah, seen it, so good.
Asher and I, we send each other a lot of messages on Instagram when we see something funny, when we see a funny account, and
or something we can relate to.
Yes, yes.
Like the crab and lobster one. Like when you break the leg of a king crab, and then it all comes out all together, and it's like, oh, let's go. It's perfect.
And I'm gonna, once we start posting more about this, we're talking about more of this podcast, we're also gonna be posting pictures, and those pictures are gonna be related because there's a picture of Asher pulling a from a crab leg or something like that, and I took a picture of him, and that was a part of like a whole entire, I don't know how to describe that.
Like, I don't either, but it's just...
It's like a meme came to life, you know? Because I took a picture of...
Ooh, it was me!
I took a picture of him, and, you know, later he found that video, and he showed me, and I showed him another video. So it was all coming together. And another cool video that we made one time was the honeycomb. Remember that video?
Oh, yeah, I'm like... It was... Like, when I opened it, I just felt like I'm the coolest person ever. Even though, like, I'm, like, so late when it came to honeycomb, eating that up to a microphone. I hate that, but those videos.
Well,
the sloshing and no thanks. It's not my thing.
The reason for this conversation is because we've seen those videos, we watched those videos, and we always wonder what, you know, what will it be like if we would do something like that. So Asher and I, we went to the store. We got in the car and he's like, remember what you said? Even though my rule is never eating
at
the car.
Oh yeah, it's like, Dad, I know you have a very strict rule of no eating in the car, but can I have, and you're like, yes. Like even before I finished the sentence, because you really wanted to try it too.
Yes, and it was funny because I was recording it, and I was like, yes, I was expecting for you to eat it in the car.
It's like, what else were you thinking?
So that was a great example of...
like a relationship.
Yes, and how a meme, how a Instagram video, how a something that is trending...
like a real life situation.
Right, play in our lives. So... and I think throughout this podcast, you're gonna learn that sometimes your kids come up with something that it might not, you might not think it's funny, you might not think it's cool, but they do. And eventually you'll understand, because when they get their own kids and they go and be like, hey son,
hey, hey son, look at this, isn't that cool? And it's like, no, not at all.
Because can you imagine coming to your son and be like, hey dude, let's get some honeycomb and record it.
And it was like, why? That's weird. That stuff is disgusting. You see how that stuff, I'm like, come on, let's go do it. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I can't imagine that.
Well, and see, stuff like that, I think it's very important for parents nowadays to understand the difference, to understand the importance to be relatable sometimes for the kids. And sometimes, and I have to be honest, it does hurt my feelings when I try to show you something like, oh, dude, this is going to be cool. And you're like, eh. But then I learn, you know what? This is not his thing. This is not what he enjoys. And definitely, you know, not try to push it on him, and you know, try to respect his boundaries as well. You know, put my limits as well. And they do the same thing sometimes. You know, I laugh at some of the times where he's playing Fortnite, and
I'm just kind of grumpy. Like, delete it. Stop. No. And
the reason why that is because Asher plays a lot of Fortnite. So in the next episode of this podcast, we're going to have a little bit of conversation about how Fortnite and his age, and how he went from Minecraft to Fortnite, and how, you know, he understands that. I don't. And to be honest with you, he would show me. I'll try to play Fortnite a couple times, and it's not my thing.
Yeah, I just went...
Yeah.
No, it didn't work out.
But I remember a long time ago when Ernesto and Asher, my oldest son, he told me one time, he was like, because I said, hey man, I can help you how to be popular.
It's like, pro master gamer.
And he was like, I don't want to be popular. And I was like, bro. But it was a good time for me, because I learned a lot of things. And one of the things that I learned at that point was, you know, I was just going to enjoy the things that I was doing and let them enjoy whatever they were doing. You know, if it was soccer, if it was playing video games and that kind of stuff. So, and personally, I do not grow up playing video games.
Yeah.
I was not really into video games. I don't know why.
You grew up with a lot of very, very different things for a long time. And you just like that, you can never grow into it. Like if you play a certain style and then you try and change your style, it just doesn't work out because you're too into the other style to stop, like to play something else.
Well, And I grew up in a era where a lot of parents that are listening are going to relate to. And this is funny story, because Asher did went through that phase at one point when we were living in Wichita Falls, Texas. And the way I grew up, and most parents grew up, you know, we were outside playing all the time.
Yeah, from 7 o'clock in the morning to 8:30 in the afternoon.
Yes, and I think that's the reason why I was not really into video games. First of all, they were too expensive back in the day.
Yeah, because it was really new. It was like,
well, still expensive today.
Yeah, $60 for a little game.
But going back to that point, growing up, being, you know, on the water all the time, going to the lake.
That was kind of like, you enjoyed that way more than you did video games.
Right. So, I mean, it's just a lot more. The video games came second. You know, for some people, were their lives, and they were really into it, and you know. There's nothing wrong with that, but it wasn't my thing. Mine started, and I was sharing this with Asher today, back in 2004, when one of the first video games that came out on PlayStation 2, it was the San Andreas. Yeah.
Or the God of War game.
Well, that was 2000, I think that was PlayStation 3, I believe so.
Yeah.
But that was one of the first games I played. My youngest was just born. My oldest was just born. And it was a really cool deal, because I was able to play for the first time. I was a parent already. So it's kind of like a mix.
Wow, I got everything together now.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I was 21.
I got this together now.
But after that, I really stopped playing until... probably, I would say 2014, almost 10 years later, when I got my PS3, I believe. Yeah, it was a PS3, because your mom gave it to me.
Yeah, and then that's when I started playing Minecraft and stuff like that.
Well, I started playing first Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite game.
We got Call of Duty on the PS4, right?
Yes, but first, for many, many years, you play on the PS3.
Yeah, and then I Minecraft and Call of Duty
on the PS3. Yes, yeah, and that's when they become a little bit more expert. And to be honest with you, 2015, I completely quit playing video games.
Yeah, we were kind of disappointed about that.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it's just because work. I was working all the time. I was being more responsible, and you know, at that point, I really thought that there was nothing my kids could teach me. And I was wrong. That was the first time I realized, oh my gosh, these kids know how to play better than I ever could. Because you guys were playing online. Remember that?
And we really mainly played against robots, but it was hilarious.
Well, and
if we played against each other, like he would be on one team, I'd be on the other team, and I just try and it's like, anyone's gonna kill that man, it's gonna be me.
And like in here, he knew exactly what he was doing. Where, you know, and it's funny, how did you guys place the controller? And again, that's gonna be in the next episode of this podcast when it comes to Fortnite and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy, guys, crazy how these kids can play. But building to that point. You know, I thought I knew everything about video games, because I knew a lot of video games at that point.
Like, yeah, not very many video games were really like alive at that time. Like, they were still, the video game industry was still building.
I disagree, because see, and something that I can teach you.
Okay.
I mean, if you remember, the first GTA came out in 1997.
Yeah, and the San Andreas, as you taught me earlier, was the most best-selling game.
Yeah, and that was in 2004. So that shows the industry, the video game industry, it just became really something different. But I agree with your point. Now with the Wi-Fi, with the internet, with the online streaming, that have changed a lot. And I want you to talk to me a little bit about what's what makes the industry a little bit different than it was 10 years ago with your 11 years all of experience?
Well, like, the difference between now and then is that, like, people can have way more freedom in it. Because there's lots of more, like, a mod. Like, add something to the game and make it, like, so many times better. And you think, oh, I can't get better from this. And then a new game comes out, a new game. Like, Red Dead Redemption came out in 2018 or 2019. I can't remember. And the graphics, the storyline grew, and it just made, like, again, it gave them a little more freedom and getting to replay the game in different, like, that's probably, like, it's always been a thing to, like, play a game and then you finish it and then you can start it again, but there's, like, a new storyline. Like, you could play it differently each time and get a different ending.
And earlier, Asher mentioned something really important. He was explaining to me how, for certain games, it's more about the online aspect, being streamers.
Yeah, like, Fortnite, like, mm-hmm. So, like, at the beginning of the game, everyone loved the game just to play it. They didn't want to get... Like, it was fun to play with their friends, get a win with their friends, and it was really competitive, closer to the, like when it's really opened up to a lot of people and everyone really knows about it. And it was, like, a new opening point for Twitch, TV, and people would play different games, and then it got way more competitive. And it would start to only be for streamers, and people who just wanted to enjoy the game started to leave because it wasn't fun for them because it was too competitive. They just want a game where they can play and have fun with anyone they wanted.
And see, this is the reason why we're doing this podcast is for parents like me and for kids like you, you know, because I didn't know anything about Twitch until probably a year or 2 years ago. I still.
You don't get the full picture of it. I was like, what's the point of it? Why?
Right. And I've seen the platform a couple times because I opened an account for Asher so he can stream his game and when he was playing, show everybody, you know, his streams.
Hey, look how good I am. And then I see all these people like, goodness.
But for those parents out there that want to learn more, I think this is the kind of the series of podcasts that we need. Because eventually you can come to your kids and ask them, hey, what is Twitch? Or what is this? Or what is that? So,
and then they'll enjoy being able to talk to you about it. It's like, oh, finally, he gets it. Or she gets it.
And that's the reason why, you know, we decided to start the series of podcasts. And I think it's a great opportunity for me as well to share with Asher what's new, what's trending, what he needs from me, really, because I always struggle with the idea that, you know, my kids were gonna grow up and they're not gonna need me anymore because they're gonna, you know, learn everything from Google, everything from the internet. But
it's like, hey Google, how do you make rice?
But I think it's more important to have that connection somehow. Like I said, the reason for this podcast is to teach you how to talk to the kids sometimes. And as a parent sometimes, especially millennial parents, if you are not a parent yet, I think this is a great opportunity for you to learn, you know,
how to connect to your child.
Yes, I think it's very important for you to know, hey, my children will never touch internet or never touch computers until their age of certain ages. There's studies that says that, you know, you're not supposed to give your child a phone until the age of 12. Asher had a phone since he was 9. Part of me thinks, well, that maybe that was not a good idea, but part of me is just...
It's like, it's okay. At least he gets a little more freedom.
Yes, and I think we have more in common now than we had before when he had a phone, you know. And it's funny because we make videos, we make memes, we share ideas all the time through Instagram. And one of my favorite memes that he does, or vines, is called "Let Me In."
Oh,
let me in.
Yeah, I love that.
And we even made a video, and I think it's just part of that. I really enjoy that connection with my son, and I think he also enjoys that part, that he can be part of my life with the stuff that he enjoys, and you know, I can be part of his with, you know, with different things. Very, very important. And eventually we will have Ernesto in this show, in this podcast, talking about his being a 14-year-old, how he feels about the whole situation. Because, you know, I struggle with the idea that every kid should have their own life, you know, every kid should be their own, and, you know, and I should not be telling them what to do, what to say,
give them a little responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like, without that, what can you really do on your own without responsibility?
Well, no, without me telling you what to do, without me telling you who to be. But this is very important because you still need a guide. You still need that person, father, that will guide you through certain times. And I think the importance of us talking today about these subjects is because there's a lot going on in the world. And, you know, if you were to ask me 5 years ago, I would tell you, you know, well, my kids don't need me. And that's not true. You know, they still need me. They still need me around. They need me to talk to me and ask me questions. And again, the struggle of knowing, do I need to let them be their own person? Do I need to let them, do I let them be their own without any kind of influence in their lives? Well, I think we can do both somehow. I think there is a very important part where you can be a guide to children and also let them be their own person.
Yeah, like, never mind.
Okay, well, and I think it's important for them to also have their own voice, and that's why Asher is being part of this podcast, because I think he have a voice as well, and he's gonna help me in this journey to learn more about parenting and learn more about parents in 2019. So, I mean, we're gonna be talking about memes, we're gonna be talking about
social media
influencers, we're gonna be talking about movies, we're gonna be talking about videos, we're talking about a lot of things that are happening,
like,
today,
everything that is trending and that your kids will meet at one point in their lives.
And very important, parents, nowadays there's a lot of sense of censorship. So I think this also can be a great opportunity to learn some words that you can say in front of your kids. You know, in front of your kids, in front of, you know, their friends. And again, this might not be for every parent. This kind of podcast might not be for every parent out there. But people like common people like me, with different culture, in an age where I'm in the line of being a millennial, but not really, with kids age 11 and 14, I think it's a great opportunity for me to learn about them, learn with them, and enjoy them more. So if you have any thoughts, any ideas for our next podcast, we'll be talking about Fortnite, we're gonna be talking about YouTubers, we're gonna be talking about what's okay to say, dances, and all that kind of stuff. So, Asher, anything else?
I mean, that's all you, man. All you.
Did you enjoy the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to talk, and I hope this helps others, to help them get to know, like, their children and all that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This is Ernesto and
Asher.
And we thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.